The COVID-19 pandemic continued to threaten the health and well-being of many U.S. workers over the last year. But as we mark Labor Day today, the labor movement is touting some victories as well. For example, workers at Colectivo Coffee last month were authorized to form a union and will attempt to bargain on a contract. U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh has noticed what happened with the coffee employees in Milwaukee and Chicago. He told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach that the Biden administration backs attempts to unionize.
Well, certainly I always support workers' rights to organize. You know, President Biden's been clear on that as well. We support any worker's rights, and every worker has a right in this country should have a right to organize any industry they'd like to organize.
In general, what can labor do to make sure two sides in any bargaining situation get together?
Well, I think, government intervention should be the last resort. We should always try to make sure that we get the company and the workers who are organizing get an opportunity to work out a deal, you know, when anytime there's an organizing drive anywhere.
There are certainly other issues in the news on this Labor Day week, if you will. One of them is the labor shortage faced by many businesses, either connected to the COVID-19 issue or some ongoing shortages. What are your plans to address that labor shortage?
Well, I think, with the labor shortage in America, we've been able to, since President Biden's been in office, we've been able to get over 4 million Americans back to work. You know, the last 19 months have been very difficult in this country with COVID-19. Lots of people concerned about their health, lots of people concerned about not having adequate childcare. The summer months, we saw lots of people going back to work in this country. However, we did still had an issue with childcare. So I think as we get into the fall, we'll see more and more Americans return back to the workforce. And I also think that we have to make investments in workforce development and job training and apprenticeships. And that's one of the agenda items of the President's Build Back Better agenda that he's working on right now with Congress to pass legislation to make major investments in job training in our country.
I was going to say, let's look at Congress for a moment. The American Jobs Plan and other measures, will they really help working people? Will they reach down to the person that's out of work or that needs more skills to succeed?
There's no question about it. If the investment is there, the president's plan on this is building back better, meaning creating pathways into the middle class, winning the future, whether it's manufacturing or getting people into opportunities for better paying jobs. We have never seen this type of investment before in an economy, whether it's in job training or in physical infrastructure in our country. So there's no question the results will be positive from that.
Our Republicans, of which there are several in Wisconsin and in office, Ron Johnson, Senator, some Republican members of the House, claim spending is too high for this aid and other packages. The taxes would go up. Do they have a reasonable point?
Well, taxes will not go up on the average American. Any American earning under $400,000, your taxes will not go up. And this is an investment. This isn't spending. I view this as investment. We've never made an investment in this country in the CARES economy, in childcare, in schools, in community college, in workforce development that we're seeing right now being proposed. And I think the American worker deserves that investment. And also the American worker deserves an investment in infrastructure as well. And I think that I look at this about the future of America and the future of America's workforce, allowing people opportunities to be trained and skilled in jobs to allow them the opportunity to get into the middle class. That's one of the things that we haven't seen in this country, quite honestly, in probably over 70 years.
So at this time when we're observing Labor Day, how would you grade things for the American worker, and are they getting better or at risk?
Well, I think we have to be very cognizant of the Delta variant. We have to make sure that we get more and more people vaccinated. I think we have to make sure that for some reason vaccines have turned into a political issue, and that should not be the case. We want to make sure we continue to keep our economy moving forward. We want to make sure businesses are thriving. We want to make sure people have opportunities to go and earn good livings. So we have to continue. We have more work to do. We are not out of the pandemic yet, and we still have a ways to go. So I just ask people to be cognizant of that. And secondly, I'd like just to say that the American worker, everyone listening, happy Labor Day. And thank you to the essential workers, the grocery store workers, the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, the hospital staff that have kept us safe, healthy, and fed throughout this entire pandemic.
They've been through a lot.
They really have, and with very no complaining. I mean, when you think about this, nurses and doctors went to work every day from the very beginning of the pandemic. They have families to love and take care of. grocery store workers went to work every day, and they still continue to go to work every day, whether it's a pandemic or a hurricane or a blizzard or whatever it might be. They go to work every single day, so it's important for us to remember them on this very special weekend.
That's U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh speaking with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.